Welcome back, everyone. We're going to start with our public hearing portion of the meeting. Again, this is designated for comments on finalizations only. We only have two finalizations, so please make sure your comments are to the finalizations, which is either the mountain lion hunting season or the AIS species list and exemptions. There will be time during the open forum for all additional questions on other items. We are limiting comments to 3 minutes, which we always do, and our staff attorney, Nick Michaels, will help with moderating this portion of the meeting. When you come up, we just ask that you introduce yourself. We welcome you here, and we welcome your comments. With that, Mr. Michaels, you can begin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We'll first start with the AIS species list and exemptions topic. I have no sign-in sheets from anyone wishing to address the commission on that. Is there anyone present here in person who wishes to address the commission specifically about the AIS species list and exemptions finalizations? Seeing no one, is there anyone present online who wishes to address the commission on the AIS species list and exemptions finalizations? If so, please indicate by raising your hand. We do have one.
Hello?
Yep, we can hear you.
Yeah. State your name and start when you're ready.
So my name is Tanya Novikova, and I'm resident of the Black Hills, South Dakota. And I would testify in regard to proposed rule change to mountain lion hunt. Is it?
We're actually only addressing the AIS right now. Did you want to address the commission about the AIS species list and exemptions?
Oh, no. So I just confused the item agenda. Sorry.
We'll get to that momentarily. Is there anyone present online who wishes to address the commission concerning the AIS species list and exemptions? If so, please indicate by raising your hand. Okay, seeing no one, we will then turn to the mountain lion hunting season. We can bring her back on. What was her name?
Tanya, I believe.
Tanya, are you still there?
I got her as loud as she'll go, but I can maybe just
there. Yeah.
Oh, there she is.
Here. So, mute button. Okay. I would. So, I would testify to in regard to proposed rule change to expand mountain lion hunting with dogs into the Black Hills Fire Protection District. I strongly oppose the proposed rule change based on reasons. First, the existing data do not justify this change, and the mountain lion population in the Black Hills is not well studied, first of all. But available evidence indicate it may be shrinking. The second reason is the method of hunting dogs is particularly unsafe and inhuman in the fragmented Black Hills landscape. It creates risks for residents, visitors, and drivers, while also imposing unnecessary cruelty on both dogs and mountain lions. Third, the practice threatens livestock and could harm the agricultural economy of cornerstone in the Black Hills region. So I would just add that the recent year that hunters are unable to meet the caps on mountain lion hunting, and this is some kind of additional evidence which is witnessing strong the proposed rule change. So for these reasons, I reject the proposed rule change. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. We'll hear next from David Goodwin.
Welcome. Hi, good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. My name is Dave Goodwin. I serve as the president of the Black Hills Mountain Lion Foundation. And to avoid any misunderstandings, I wanted to make clear that our organization is firmly pro-hunting and strongly supports responsible wildlife management. We are here today to voice our opposition to the proposal for expanded use of hounds within the Black Hills Fire Protection District. Our position is not without basis, as 57% of the public comments submitted on this proposal were also opposed. It's not a small margin. It reflects a clear and consistent lack of public support. In fact, each time the expanded use of hounds comes before the commission, it fails to gain momentum with the public. Our suggestion is that we respectfully urge the commission to refer this and any future mountain lion proposals to the established stakeholders group. We feel this is the best forum to gather a well-rounded input from all interested parties and to ensure that decisions remain grounded in data and sound management principles. It's worth noting that the most recent stakeholders group did not recommend any changes to the current mountain lion management plan. We believe that any modifications to the mountain lion management plan deserves more than a single proposal and a round of public comments. Let's not rush into decisions that could have long-lasting impacts. For those reasons, we encourage the commission to continue with the current mountain lion season structure as it stands. Thank you for your time, your consideration, and your service to the people and the wildlife of South Dakota.
Thank you. We'll next hear from Kathleen Schmidt. I believe she's virtual. Ms. Schmidt, if you're present online, please raise your hand. Okay, we'll come back to her. Cody Johnson, is he present online? Cody, if you're present online, if you could please raise your hand.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you better. Go ahead.
You got me?
Go ahead, sir.
I can't. My name's Cody Johnson. I'm a Belfouche rancher, South Dakota resident, and I support the expansion of hound hunting in the Black Hills. Thank you.
Thank you. I next have Brett Robertson, who I believe is also present virtually. Brett, if you're there, if you could raise your hand, please.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me? Okay, I was just, my name is Brett Robertson. I'm from Box Elder, South Dakota resident here. I just wanted to get on and say I strongly support the proposal brought forward by Game Fish and Parks, and I wanted to thank you guys for the opportunities for all hunters. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll hear next from Nancy Hilding.
Right now.
We'll get back to that. Colin Kraft. Is Colin Kraft present? Is there a Colin Kraft online?
Hello, I'm here. Colin Croft.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you. My name's Colin Croft. I'm from Gearing, Nebraska, an out-of-stater. I live in the Wildcat Hills that's right out south of Scotch Bluff Gearing and about 3 hours south of the Black Hills. And first, I just wanted to thank you for creating the opportunity to provide in-person comments remotely. I'm hoping our state agency, Nebraska Game and Parks, will follow your lead, because it's just really difficult to share otherwise. So hats off to you for doing it. I wanted to make two quick comments, and the first is to just emphasize the importance of South Dakota's cats to the interconnected populations here in Nebraska. South Dakota was absolutely critical in mountain lions recolonizing our state back in the likely 90s, early 2000s, and that's still very true today. Our state agency estimated that there were only 18 to 34 cats living in the Wildcat Hills, which is the area that I live in. And for a variety of reasons, over the last 18 months, 21 mountain lions have been killed in the Wildcats, and we still have a small hunt coming on board this January. Wyoming has also significantly increased many of its mountain lion quotas, and so it's absolutely critical, South Dakota's population, to ensure that our population can rebound from that extremely high level of mortality. And I know and respect the fact that your primary focus is and should be the wildlife and people of South Dakota, but I just wanted to remind you how vital and impactful your decisions are when it comes to highly mobile species like mountain lions. And so, therefore, I'd respectfully request that the hunting quota be no higher than about 14% of your adult subadult population, which I think would be in the neighborhood of 38 to 40 mountain lions. Secondly and finally, I'll join those who have opposed the expansion of the hound hunting. I was a little surprised, and maybe all of you knew this, of what hound hunting is today. I kind of imagine movies with a grizzled old guy and leash dogs heading into the backcountry. That can still happen, but with today's GPS collars and remote tracking, it's a very different ballgame. And I'm not alone in thinking that that really flies in the face of the notion of fair chase, having an unfair technological advantage. And I would recommend that if the commission does choose to expand it, that you consider some reasonable restrictions like the state of Utah has, for example, capping the number of dogs, requiring the handler to stay close enough to maintain visual and verbal contact. And this allows...
Wrap up your comments, please.
And this allows you to avoid some of the problems, including non-target wildlife in the public. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. We'll hear next from Kevin Tom. I believe he's online as well. If you're there, Kevin, go ahead and please raise your hand.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you. My name's Kevin Tome, here in opposition to expanding hound hunting in the Black Hills. Just a little bit of background for context for my comments. A little over 40 years in law enforcement, served as a director of the South Dakota Division of Criminal Investigation after leaving DCI. I served three terms, 12 years as Pennington County Sheriff. Very familiar with Black Hills, Evan Hunter. I'm not opposed to using hounds to hunt big game. In fact, I've hunted big game with hounds, and I have an appreciation for the training and expense and expertise that goes into producing good dogs. But in terms of the Black Hills, this is not the right setting. There's too much checkerboard jurisdiction. This will lead to conflicts between landowners and other hunters. I'm sitting in the woods over an area I've researched and have a call set up, and some pack of hounds comes through, that's going to be very frustrating for us boot hunters. So I ask not to support this expansion of use of hounds in the Black Hills. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Kathleen Schmidt, were we able to get a hold of her? Kathleen, are you there? If so, please raise your hand.
Go ahead, Kathleen. However, we can.
We can't hear you, Kathleen. Are you muted?
Now she is. She wasn't. Still can't.
We still can't hear you. We'll come back to you here in a minute. How about Stoney Warren? Is Stoney Warren present?
Good afternoon, commissioners. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. My name is Story Warren, Wildlife Program Manager with Humane for Animals. We oppose the proposed changes to the mountain lion hunting season as they jeopardize South Dakota's mountain lion population, contradict the best available science, may increase conflict with the stock and communities. The proposal to expand hound hunting prioritizes short-term hunting opportunity at the expense of population stability, long-term conservation, and public trust. Expanding the area in which hounds are permitted will undoubtedly significantly increase the number killed, as according to the agency, the death rate of hound hunters is more than 17 times that of food hunters. The proposal document states that consistent harvest at the current rate may reduce the population. With 52 mountain lions killed this season, the proposed hounding expansion is likely to reach or even exceed the quota. This proposal could push mountain lion below the population objective and further risk the genetic health of the population. The science is clear that killing more mountain lions is likely to increase conflicts with livestock and communities. Increased hunting destabilizes mountain lion's social structure in which resident adults maintain a territory to defend it from encroaching younger mountain lions. Killing these resident adults leaves a vacuum that will be filled by younger, inexperienced individuals that are more likely to get into it. To quote Dr. Robert Yilgus, one of the nation's leading researchers, for every large resident male killed, two or three young guys come to the funeral. What's more, hound hunting stresses not only mountain lions being pursued, but also wildlife, including ungulates, as well as outdoor recreationists and landowners. Hound hunting violates fair trade principles, which, as defined by the Boone and Crockett Club, is the ethical, sportsmanlike, and lawful pursuit and taking of any free-ranging wild game animal in a manner that does not give the hunter an improper or unfair advantage. They define unfair advantage as when the game does not have a reasonable chance of escape. Once again, the average success rate of hound hunters in Custer State Park is more than 62% compared to about 3% for Boone hunters. Game Fish and Parks public opinion survey found over 75% of Black Hills residents and more than 60% of hunters want mountain lions to persist for future generations in South Dakota. Such a dramatic expansion of hound hunting just for increased short-term hunting opportunity puts the population at risk for future generations. On behalf of our supporters in South Dakota, I urge you to reject the proposed expansion of hound hunting within the Black Hills Fire Protection District. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll hear next from Ian Bell.
And thank you. Thank you for having me today and allowing me to speak on this topic. I oppose the expansion of the dog hunting of mountain lions, primarily because South Dakota is probably the only place that I can think of in the entire country where everybody has an equal shot on their feet to go after a mountain lion. Most places like Colorado or Utah or really massive country, the only effective way to hunt dogs or is to hunt with dogs. Here, everyone has an equal opportunity, and it's super special. Like, the things you learn from boot hunting are extraordinary. You have to learn exactly what the cat's doing, what kind of territory they like. You have to hit the right conditions on the right day. Like, it's the most special hunt, I think, anywhere in the United States, and it's right here in South Dakota. And so if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Like, we're not hitting the 60 every single year, but everybody has an equal shot. I want to keep it that way. Thank you.
Thank you. We're here next from Sean Fulton.
I have it written down for everybody to read. Thank you. Just so you can read, look at it if you need to.
Thank you, everybody, for having me here and hearing me out. I am not opposed to use of...
Please state your name, sir.
Oh, sorry. Sean Fulton, Deadwood, South Dakota. Just a general hunter. I've been enjoying hunting mountain lions for most of the time. So, thanks for hearing me out. I'm not opposed to the use of hounds in the Black Hills, and this application for tag structure is one that I can support. I do feel the Custer State Park should remain its own season, though, but maybe restructure. Maybe offer 10 tags for the entire season and still give the hound hunters another opportunity. Instead of the two-week intervals, just have it for an entire season. I truly believe that the Custer State Park separate will create more opportunity and help to maintain the lower population of mountain lions in the park. I feel that if it is included in the entire unit, it is proposed that there will be enough cats harvested in the black or harvested into the park, and the ungulate population will again begin to suffer. The use of hounds has clearly helped ungulate population rebound and maintain growth in the park. This season needs to remain in place as a separate opportunity and hunting area. I also remember back when the use of hounds, when the Houndsman Association was asking for the use of hounds to hunt cats in Custer State Park and the rest of the state, including or excluding the Black Hills Fire Protection District. And they specifically said, if you allow us this opportunity, we will not ask for more. Now they are once again asking for more. Will it stop here? This is where my conflict on this is. My biggest concern is, lastly, allowing hounds will make this a monetized hunt, whether we like it or not. No offense, but any member or members of the commission that may benefit financially from this season should not be allowed to vote. Outfitting in the hills can and most likely will benefit financially, outfitters in the hills can and most likely will benefit financially from a hound season in the hills. Major conflict of interest. I was not here for the conflict of interest thing at the beginning. These outfitters will be able to hire these houndsmen to work for them, and boom, now it's a legal way to get paid. The rumors of large sums of money that have been exchanged to run their dogs or have exchanged hands to run their dogs in the park for people are already there. Will it get worse? Question mark. In the end, I think allowing...
You still 3 minutes, sir. You need to wrap up your time.
I'm on the last sentence. Thank you. In the end, I think allowing hounds in the hills would be a great experience. This is a limited resource, and those who draw the tag would have an awesome opportunity. Please, if we allow hounds in the hills, let's keep Custer State Park separate. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. We'll next hear from Jim Scherer.
Welcome.
Thank you, guys. I reckon. Thank you, members of the commission. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to come today and to talk about this issue. Obviously,
state your name, please, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Jim Scherer. I am a 46-year resident of the Black Hills and the Black Hills Central Hills. My wife and I have a small ranch in the Central Hills, and we have Forest Service on all four sides. So we're the 166 acres. We are, as Craig Bob Zien used to say, we're the snow cone in the furnace when we were having the big deal with beetles. Anyway, bottom line is that I'm here today to talk as a hunter, as a lion hunter, about this proposal. And I want to come as a landowner, private landowner, talking about landowner rights. I am very concerned, having been raised in Kentucky and hunting coons as a young man. The dogs are wonderful animals. The trainers are good. And that dog is so focused on his goal of getting that coon or getting that lion that when he comes to that fence, on the other side of that fence, I may have my domestic animals, my horses, my cows, my dogs. And when that animal hits that fence, he's either going to go through it, around it, or over it. He is not going to look at trespassing. He is not going to look at permission. He's going to go right through that fence. And again, I had the opportunity to have a ranch down in Colorado, and I saw firsthand what feral dogs do to wildlife and to domestic animals when they are chasing through a property. Those animals panic, and they run right through barbed wire themselves. That's a concern. Now, we are 1.5 million acres, Black Hills, north to south, east to west. Of that, 300,000 acres, or fully 20%, is privately owned. We are the most fragmented national forest in the United States. Of the 154 national forests, we are the most fragmented. Consequently, there is a 20% population who potentially can be violated if the dogs don't respect that property. And again, if I were to go to East River to pheasant hunt, and I'm walking along the road ditches that are legal, and I see pheasants flying over those fences, and I decide to climb over those fences to shoot those pheasants, I'm the trespasser. And I am potentially going to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Why would West River be any different? How are you going to regulate the threats and the conflict that people like myself...
3 minutes, sir. You'll need to wrap up your comments.
You bet. The challenge of landowner conflict with hunters is going to be very, very big. End of story. Thank you. Thank you again for letting me have the time.
Thank you. Is Nancy Hilding ready, prepared? Come on up, Nancy.
Hi. Can you let me know when I'm into 2 minutes of my 3 minutes?
Yes.
Whoever's testifying. Okay. Thank you very much for letting us testify. I'm speaking for Prairie Hills Audubon Society. We have testified at every mountain.
Name, Nancy. What? State your name, please.
Oh, Nancy Hilding, President, Prairie Hills Audubon Society. We've come and testified at every mountain lion rulemaking hearing except for one. Since 2005, we care very much about this issue. We are totally opposed to the current mountain lion hunting season. We are totally opposed to hunting mountain lions with dogs anywhere in South Dakota. And those of you that have been on the commission for a while have heard me talk about this endlessly. So I'm going to use my open forum on mountain lions too. So first, I actually made it 2/3 of the way through all the public comments. And one thing that I repeatedly heard in there coming from quite a few of the hound hunter proponents is they thought that when they got this rule, the hound hunters were going to be able to look up at a mountain lion in a tree and choose not to shoot it if they thought it was too young, too immature, or if it was a female. In essence, they could focus on large adult males. And, you know, this was their reason for supporting it. And their other reason was, you know, the food hunters are shooting kittens. So, and they're going to save kittens. So I want everybody, including the proponents who are active hound hunters, to look at the regulations again. You adopted hound hunting in Custer State Park, I think, for the 2013-2014 season. And you permitted them to hunt hounds in the prairie, I think, on January 15th, 2015. As part of the compromise, or appeasing all the people like me that dislike hound hunting, in the Custer State Park, it says...
And it's Nancy.
Custer State Park, it says you can't shoot a lactating female, but you have to shoot the first lion you treat. So this concept that... the hunters are going to not shoot a subadult. They're not going to shoot a female. They're going to wait for an adult male. It's not true because the regulation does not allow it. Now, you have extended that in your draft rule to this new area, your new southern, southeastern area. Once again, the hunters have to shoot the first lion they see as long as it's not a lactating female. And, of course, they can't shoot kittens, which is a lion under 1 year old. So that whole justification and rationalization gets tossed out the window. Okay. Now, last year, or as an average for the last 5 years, the hound hunters killed 7 lions in Custer
State. Average 3 minutes, Nancy.
And 7 lions in the prairie. The restriction that you can't shoot anything but the first lion you see does not apply to the prairie. It just applies to Custer State Park, and it will apply to the new extension. Okay? So half and half.
You're over 3 minutes now.
All right, I'll be back. I'll talk more during the open forum. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll next hear from Julie Anderson.
Good afternoon. My name is Julie Anderson, and I live in Rapid City. I strongly oppose the mountain lion season and the current amendment to allow hound hunting in the Black Hills Fire Protection District for the following reasons. Since the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Commissioners allowed hound hunting of mountain lions, the South Dakota hound hunters have also been given access to 365-day access to killing mountain lions on the prairie, killing mountain lions in Custer State Park, killing mountain lions on public and private land, and now a current proposal for killing mountain lions on federal land, the Black Hills National Forest and the Black Hills. Let it also be known that hound hunters currently have permission to hound hunt raccoons. This is a blatant catering to a special interest group, namely the South Dakota hound hunters. The majority of the public does not support killing animals for trophies, recreational family opportunities, or for the love of working with their dogs to chase an animal to its death. The consequences of killing mountain lions can result in juveniles without sufficient hunting skills who will seek out easy prey such as pets and livestock. Also, since hound hunting is much more successful in killing mountain lions than boot hunters, commercialization of outfitters hiring hound hunters is likely to follow. I have participated in this comment process since this commission initiated a mountain lion season in 2005. You have been given comments from wildlife biologists and many other South Dakota residents who are also against hound hunting, and we are ignored time and time again. This is highlighted by the fact that commenters' introductions always include if they are hunters, ranchers, or trappers. Please listen to your constituents and vote against this newest amendment to give South Dakota hound hunters access to the Black Hills Fire Protection District. Please listen to the wildlife enthusiasts who do not want animals killed for fun. Instead, please work on securing corridors for mountain lions so they have areas where they can live without conflict. With habitat quickly shrinking due to development, it is critical that this be done now, not securing yet another area where they can be killed. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll hear next from Carol Merwis, and I apologize if I said that incorrectly. Is she present online? Present in person?
Welcome. I'm Carol Merwin. Thank you for listening. I am against any kind of hunting mountain lions, but at least let's not extend it to more property with more dogs. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll hear next from Tate Wells.
Madam Chair, Commissioners, Roland, Tay Wells, Houndsman, South Dakota VP for the association. I support this action and expansion, and greatly hope we take this opportunity and run with it. It's a step in the right direction. Let's work forward to it, preserving the right for the youth and the houndsmen's to enjoy the great state of South Dakota, just as everybody else does. So for that, I thank you for your time. I appreciate you. Good day.
Thank you, sir. We'll hear next from Jeremy Wells.
Madam Chair, Secretary Rowling, Commissioners. First off, I'd just like to point out that
this is your name for the record,
sir. Jeremy Wells. Sorry. I'd like to point out that this was brought forward by Game Fish and Parks and not by the Houndsman Association. This is work that they've been doing with ranchers in the Southern Hills to bring back the mule deer population that is struggling beyond. And I've talked to a bunch of these ranchers as well. They reached out to me as to what they could do down there. I'd like to point out how the hounds have worked so well with the elk populations in Custer State Park. I don't know the number right now, but I know the calf survival was at 17%, and it's in the 70s or 80% now since we've got the mountain lion population under control. So, and then one other thing I'd like to bring up is the line that they're proposing for this. Below that line, I think there's literally three cats or less harvested each year from the boot hunters. And most of those are actually probably ranchers that have just shot them on site as they see them. The snow, they don't get good snows down there. Nobody goes down there to hunt them. This might even turn into a trail camera hunt or whatever you want to call it. But just the opportunity to go in there and try to thin a few of these cats out, bring the mule deer population back, work with ranchers, work with Game Fish and Parks. That's what we're all about. Same thing we did in Custer State Park. We didn't ask for this, but we'd love the opportunity. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, sir. We'll hear next from Mike Jarding.
My name is Mike Jarding. Secretary, Commissioners, thank you for this time. Again, I think this is more about the mule deer down in this area. It's really suffering. We're in crisis mode. As the previous speaker said, that, you know, they're not shooting mountain lions down here in that Southern Hills, and for many reasons. I'm not a houndsman, but we need to get some of these mountain lions harvested to get a mule deer. This is something that I think Game Fish Parks has really done the research, and it's a great proposal. I guess I'm a little embarrassed that these hunting groups are fighting against each other, because I think if they knew how bad the mule deer population was as a hunter and conservation, I think everybody would support this. I think these guys are really hunters, but we are suffering down here. And I don't care if it's frogs, elk, mule deer. You know, as a hunter and conservationist, we got to get that balance and help Game Fish and Parks. And this is something that will help. I've talked to a lot of landowners down here in the unit, and every one landowner said absolutely will allow hounds if we can get some our mule deer back. They're for it just because our mule deer are that bad. One question I'd ask the people that are against this is, when's the last time you've actually been in this unit, and how many mule deer do you count? Because if they've been in this unit, they know how bad the mule deer are down. So it's a balance act that the biologists are doing, and this is the balance is way off, and I think this is going to do their job, because I think it's a great proposal. I think this is something that will help. It's not the golden ticket, but it's going to help. So I really, really hope you guys vote for us. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll hear next from Shay Litta, and I apologize if I butchered that one.
Hello, my name is Shay Litta, and you did fine. Hound hunting to me, it's not about killing an animal. It's everything up to it. The training of pups, the training of myself, there's endless knowledge. I think someone mentioned something earlier about how to read a track and everything, and it baffled me when I started here a couple of years ago that the knowledge of how a track lays or how scent lays. Long story short, I want to see this happen, and I want to see my boys come up and do the same things. It's sure helped me with my struggles in the past. It gives me something to puts my mind somewhere else, and it gives me something productive to go do. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll hear next from Lauren Lippert.
Thank you for having me. I am Chair. I'm with the South Dakota Houndsman also. I'm also a landowner.
Could you state your name, sir?
Lauren Lippert. I'm also a landowner out here. I'm a resident of South Dakota my whole life, other than time when I served in the United States Army. We have livestock. We hunt for the purpose of the sport, and we use the collars to control the dogs so we know where they're at. I guess the non-hunters, how would you like to have your paycheck cut? Literally what happens every time we lose a calf out here. And they come through, they not only take livestock, they come through and scatter them, destroy fences, which costs money again to put a fence, get them back, treat the wound, you know, the ones that got hurt and everything. I just support this proposal and ask you and thank you very much for it. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll hear next from Tim Goodwin.
Greetings, I'm Tim Goodwin. I'm not here as a legislator. I'm here as a boot lion hunter, not a dog lion hunter. Houndsman, I guess you'd say. And I just humbly and respectfully ask that two commissioners recuse themselves from the vote. Commissioner Bees and Commissioner Thiel, they both have a chance at gaining if this is approved. Commissioner Bees owns land in the proposed area. Commissioner Thiel is a licensed outfitter. So for that reason, conflict of interest reason, I humbly ask for them to recuse themselves. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll next hear from Matt Roberts.
Hi, commissioners. My name is Matt Roberts. I'm here from Sacramento, opposing hound hunting expansion because what happens in South Dakota matters to mountain lions across the country. In recent days, I watched something really remarkable happen. Hundreds of South Dakota citizens participated in your comment process, far more than typically engaged on wildlife issues. I think they did it because they felt something was deeply wrong with this proposal. The overwhelming majority opposed the expansion. These weren't just form letters from environmental groups. These were hunters worried about the impact on lion populations, ranchers writing in to talk about choosing coexistence, and just a whole bunch of regular South Dakotans who took the time to, from their lives, to participate in the democratic process. And also Lakota community members reminding us that the mountain lion, which they call Igmutanka, is a sacred relative, not just wildlife to be managed. When this many citizens engage in a single issue, when traditional adversaries unite in opposition, when indigenous voices join with hunters and ranchers, that's not background noise. That's your community speaking with one voice. You guys have a choice today. You can respect the overwhelming public opposition, or you can proceed anyway. Either way, you're setting a precedent now for how much public input actually matters in South Dakota. The mountain lions can't speak for themselves, but your citizens just did, and the whole nation now is watching what you do with their voice. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's try Kathleen Schmidt again. Ms. Schmidt, are you still there? If so, please raise your hand.
Yes, I'm here.
We have you this time.
Yeah, we can hear you now. Go ahead, Ms. Schmidt.
Okay. Good afternoon. My name is Kathleen Schmidt. My husband, Wolfgang, and I have lived in Van Ocker Canyon for over 48 years. First of all, we are absolutely opposed to hunting lions with hounds anywhere, and we're also opposed to expanding the hunting area. I have testified several times about mountain lions at these meetings in the past. The majority of residents living in the Black Hills are opposed to killing lions, and we feel our voices are not being heard. You have these meetings every year, but nothing really changes. Please consider our input rather than a panel of a few people making these important decisions who don't even live here. These lions play a very crucial role in eliminating chronic wasting disease by killing weaker deer and elk. It would seem for that reason alone that they shouldn't be hunted. Does Game, Fish, and Parks have an accurate count or of just how many lions are even in the Black Hills? If there are so many, how come we have never seen one or they're scat? And we live right in the middle of lion country. How many actual sightings have been reported to Game, Fish, and Parks? These numbers seem to be highly exaggerated. Killing female lions and orphaning kittens to starve to death only leads to rogue lions that haven't been properly taught by their mother for the 18 months that they stay with her. This is why they wander into towns rather than staying hidden in the forest. Twice last year, we had hunters coming to our door asking if they could track their injured deer on our property. We do not want hunters tracking injured lions on our property, which is probably next. Please leave the lions alone and focus on ending your very expensive nest predator bounty program. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you. Is there anyone else present here in person today who wishes to address the commission purely on the mountain, the mountain lion hunting season? Go right ahead, sir. I guess I just don't have it.
Brad Tisdall, President, South Dakota Mountain Lion Hunters, Green Manor Chair, Commissioner Secretary Roebling. I guess as president of this, don't think there's anybody in the room that doesn't believe that I'm in favor of this. So we're not going to worry about where that right there. I don't believe there's also, after being president of the Houndsman Association for a total of 14 years, I believe, I don't think there's anybody in the room that doesn't know me. So, what I would like to talk about is, to me, hound hunting is probably the last family event that a whole family can participate in one hunt together. As I am supposed to be in Wisconsin at my bear season right now, and I'm packing, and I, of course, left my laptop on the kitchen table trying to get here with my photos of... In 2016, my daughter was lucky enough to have a Custer State Park tag. She did go, and she was lucky enough to harvest it. And when she harvested her lion, it was me, her mother, her friend, a family friend of ours, another family friend of ours, two of her friends that were 11 and 10. That 11 and 10-year-old raised a pup. That pup hunted that mountain lion. My daughter at 13 raised a pup that hunted that mountain lion. This is not a hunting. This is a family-orientated event for us. I'm sure all of you, if you remember in 2016, she was like the poster child of Rapid City Journal with that photo of the whole family event. You can find it online right now. But my deal is I want to oppose all the people that talk about how it's just a killing event. It's not. It's a family event. We raise these pups and train them and work with them. And it's all about family for us. The killing is actually anticlimactic. The killing is the end. And as a houndsman, most of us, we don't want to kill a mountain lion. We understand the conservation side of killing a mountain lion. We don't want to kill a mountain lion. For us, every time you shoot a mountain lion, that track is never to be run ever again. It's about dogs. No different than a pheasant hunter with a great dog that points or a duck hunter with a great retrieve. It has nothing to do with killing. It has to do with the dogs. And I know all of the commissioners here have heard me say it over and over, but I hope you go through with this. It's going to help ranchers. It's going to help the mule deer population. And it's not only the mule deer population that's taking a hit, it's the whitetail population down there that's taking a hit. And we don't know what other game is, you know. We did great things with the elk in the park.
Your 3 minutes, sir. You'll need to wrap up your comments.
Yep, thank you. So at this time, I hope you go. And I'm also going to offer, and I'm going to give the offer and take it upon any of the members in the club be loud, willing to take any of the commissioners or anyone who wants to jump to pick up and go. We'll take you along if you want to see how it really works.
Well, past your 3 minutes. Thank you. Anyone else present here in person?
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, and Secretary Roebling. My name is Melissa Clementson. I have been the Secretary of the Mountain Lion Hunters Foundation for 11 years. I'm an active hunter. My entire family hunts. All my kids hunt. We all hunt mountain lions, elk, antelope, deer. I am opposed of the current proposal that was given by the Game Fish and Parks, mainly because I do not want this to become a monetized item. I don't want, I'm a pro hunter, all different kinds of hunting. I do not bash other hunters about their ways of hunting, but I feel like there needs to be some sort of restriction and accountability for the way we hunt. We have to be able to make sure, you know, that our management is done in a proper way. So I would ask that you please do not let this proposal pass. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll hear next from Jenna Wells.
Welcome. Madam Chair, Secretary Roebling, Commissioners, I would like to support the use.
State your name, please, for the record.
Jenna Wells. Hi, I would like to support the use and the expansion of hounds in the Black Hills. Thank you. Great time.
Thank you. Anyone else present here in person? Come on up.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Justin Sherwood from Piedmont, South Dakota, member of the South Dakota Houndsman Association. I also just wanted to take a minute and thank the Commission for bringing forth the proposal. I strongly support the proposed mountain lion expansion. Greatly appreciate the support and opportunity to use hounds in Black Hills. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Anyone else present here in person who wishes to address the Commission on the mountain lion hunting season? Okay, turning to those who are present online, if anyone else present online wishes to address the commission, please raise your hand.
Go ahead, Heath.
All right, can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the commission, and Secretary Roebling. My name is Heath Weevil. I live in Hill City, South Dakota. I've been a lifelong member or lifelong resident of South Dakota. I am also the vice president of the Black Hills Mountain Lion Foundation. I heard voice my opposition for the proposal, citing both lack of stakeholder involvement and the absence of clear scientific justification. First, this development, the development of this proposal did not include meaningful outreach to the local communities, sportsmen, conservation groups, or landowners most impacted by these changes. The lack of this public engagement conveys distrust and undermines confidence in the management process. When policy is developed behind closed doors, it risks overlooking practical on-the-ground perspective and eroding public support. Transparent and inclusive decision-making should be a priority, especially on complex wildlife issues like this one. Second, the proposal lacks adequate scientific data or research to support expanding hounds within the unit or within the Black Hills as a whole. There's really no clear evidence showing the population decrease or heightened depredation that would justify the shift in management strategy. Without a solid scientific foundation, it'd be difficult to measure the necessity, impact, and effectiveness of the proposed change. Wildlife management must remain rooted in data, not assumptions. In closing, I should follow up. My voice isn't doing the best, so I apologize for that. In closing, I strongly urge the Commission to hear the vast majority of the voices in opposition over the years and encourage the Commission to speak directly with the state biologists who have facts supported by science. I also echo Representative Goodwin and ask the Commissioners Bees and Teal recuse themselves from this proposal due to conflicts. I thank everybody for your time today.
Thank you. Anyone else present online?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Paula Von Weller. I live in the Northern Hills, and I strongly oppose the expansion of hound hunting. There have been a lot of good comments, so I'm just going to touch on one other aspect of the importance of a healthy lion population, and that is the explosion of chronic wasting disease. For those of you that are not familiar with it, it is a fatal neurological disease found in mule deer, white-tailed deer, moose, and elk. It has been detected in South Dakota, but it is exploding in some neighboring states. Lions, because they remove sick and elderly deer from populations, they help keep those populations healthy. Chronic wasting disease is a fatal neurological disease. So once an animal has it, they spread it to other animals in herds through feces, urine, blood, saliva, and these there is actually prions, which are a protein. They can remain infectious in the environment for years. So having lions, a healthy lion population doing their job in nature is very important. And recent research indicates that lion digestive systems are able to neutralize the prions when they ingest an infected deer or elk, which stops the transmission of the disease. So instead of catering to a very small subset of hunters who are interested in expanding hound hunting in the hills, I think we need to think long-term and be focused on a healthy ecosystem, healthy lion and other carnivore populations, and healthy deer herds. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else present online?
Hey, good afternoon. Can everyone hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, so my name is Chase Larson. I am a member of the Black Hills Mountain Lion Hunters Foundation, and I am a resident of Hill City. I just want to take a quick moment. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to stay there. I was there earlier in person, but I have a middle school football game I had to get to. But a couple factors that lead me to oppose this particular iteration of expanding hounds in the hills. One of the things that we've been told that was cited during this lead up into this would be the reduced mount or mule deer population in the southern hills, and other people have mentioned whitetail as well. I think everybody can agree that across their entire range, not just South Dakota, mule deer populations are down. So it's not an isolated issue here in South Dakota. A couple factors that I think the commission needs to look at outside of the easy button of mountain lions is the unchecked coyote population, within the hills here especially. Fawn recruitment is drastically impacted by coyote numbers, and so far the commission has been either reluctant or would prefer to hit the easy button of using the mountain lions to take those numbers instead of addressing the wild population of coyotes we have. Just in the last 2 weeks, I have actually killed 7 coyotes within a quarter mile of my place here in a very limited area, and hear them and see them regularly. The other thing I'd like to point out is that, you know, I don't have the current numbers of deportation tags requested for those southern hills, but my best guess is it's been extremely low. So if we're not getting deportation requests from those landowners down south, you know, do we really truly have a large mountain lion issue, you know, down there? I would be love to hear the biologist's take on that. And the third issue we have that probably affects mule deer population is the unlimited archery tags that we issue every year to residents. And I know a significant portion of those tags get filled with mule deer. You know, I know it was became an issue during COVID, where individuals had weeks and weeks and weeks of time off where they were able to go out and hunt hard. But I think it's just been exacerbated by that. And, you know, I think that there's another issue that we could possibly look at. So I've just cited a couple different reasons why those population numbers could be down to where they are, outside of the easy button, you know, mountain lion issue. I think there's a couple of commissioners who would love to see all the mountain lions eliminated. You know, I think that's been hit a couple of times for various reasons. So at conclusion, I think I thank you guys for allowing us to come on here and voice our opinions on this. And we do appreciate the input. That's all I got.
Thank you. Anyone else present online who wishes to address the commission here?
Go ahead, Bobby. Bobby, we can't hear you.
We'll come back to you, Bobby.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Good afternoon, commissioners. Amanda Wells, Sturgis, South Dakota. Obviously a wife of a houndsman, a houndswoman myself, secretary of the South Dakota Houndsman Association. Landowners in the Fire Protection District, livestock owners, and we have a family full of young hunters. So this is always a hot topic at our dinner table. I am in support of the Game and Fish's proposal to use dogs outside of Custer State Park. The opportunity for youth, older hunters, and even the disabled to get involved in lion hunting will prevail because of the hounds. This will benefit the deer and elk hunting in the southern hills as well, which I hear the ranchers are needing that, and that's very, very important. This is the right direction to move in order to manage the population of mountain lions in down south. Thank you for your time. Thank you, Game and Fish, for bringing this proposal forward.
Thank you. Anyone else present online who wishes to address the commission on the mountain lion hunting season?
Go ahead, Bobby. We still can't hear you.
Yeah, go ahead. Thank you.
Hi, Bobby. I'm at the Game Fish and Parks. You're on speakerphone, so go ahead and take your 3 minutes when you're ready.
I support the expansion of the use of hounds in the Black Hills. I'm a hunter, landowner, rancher, and a South Dakota resident. I support all hunting. Using dogs has been a long-standing tradition in South Dakota with hounds as well as bird dogs. This approval would allow for more equal rights to hound hunters. Everyone would actually have an equal shot, as I have personally been on a hunt that allowed a disabled wheelchair-bound individual to reach a tree and harvest a cat. Experiencing this should not just be left to boot hunters only. Hounds and bird dogs are not typically feral, They are well-trained and family companions. Utilizing GPS collars and mapping systems already keeps hounds from trucks passing. Utilizing hounds to pursue game will allow a better management system for all. I urge you to accept this proposal. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else present online who wishes to address the commission? Seeing no one, Madam Chair, I turn things back over to you and end the public hearing portion of this meeting.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Michaels. We are going to continue on through the full public comment process.